The Gemara in Erevin David Alpha and Beis that says, "Omar Rav Chizda Tzuras HaPesach She'osim Min Atzad Loi Osav Loi Klum," which is a pretty clear statement that a Tzuras HaPesach, the Koyre has to be Al Gabon, it can't be Min Atzad. So when the phone lines came out, when electrical wiring came out 150 years ago, there was a big mevuch in the Poiskim, Halacha L'Maisa, very historical occurrences that took place about the phone line. They called it the telegraph. That was the telegraph line, which is a pole, phone lines, electric wiring, and you have the electric wiring that's the Koyre Al Gabeyan, and you have the next phone line. So you have a Tzuras HaPesach all throughout the cities. In the places where they didn't allow a regular making of Eruvin, so you have these Tzuras HaPesach, would you be able to rely on these Tzuras HaPesach? So the simple Pashta Muskel Rishon is, it's a regular Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. The Koyre Al Gabeyan, the phone wires, are not on top of the poles, it's in the side of the poles. There's a peg, there's a hook that attaches the wires. It's a real Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad Le'osav Le'klum. So what was the mevucha? So it was a big list of oisrim for Dov Poshet, and there were makilim b'shas atrak to be mitzarif this as a maybe when it's at Shishim Ribo, it's not a Shus Ram Deraisa, but there were makilim on the phone lines, which we're not soimachan, clearly based on the other poskim, but what was the aside of the makilim? So the Masham in Chuvas, in Das Torah, he brings the following Yisoy the Kula, and he says as follows. He says, after all, this the phone lines, they're not just stuck onto the side of the pole. There's a little extension of a blita that comes out of this lechi where you're attaching the wires to. That extension, he says, that blita is like a hemshech of the lechi. So if it's a hemshech of the lechi, it's al gabon. Yes, the lechi continues afterwards, the pole continues. But this is where the pole is also continuing to. So when you have the wiring, it's on top of the lechi. And that's what he calls, b'shas atrak, he calls it al gabon, and memela, he has a mokum to be soimachanit. As I stated in Masham. The Avnenezer brings this, the Teres Chesed, the Lublino, and the Matchedis, the Avnenezer says that it's a chesaron in Yutvachim. That little extension is not Yutvachim. If that's the lechi, then where's the Yutvachim? You need Yutvachim. It comes out according to the Avnenezer that if you have a lechi that's misakim, then you don't look at it as a lechi. It's not called me'al gabi yutvachim. You need yutvachim over that area that bends, because that's the whole word in the Masham. The Masham says this is an extension of the lechi. So if it's an extension of the lechi, so it's al gabon. Zok the Avnenezer, no, it's not an extension. If it's an extension, so then where's the yutvachim in this area that bends? So according to him, a lechi that's misakim is a chumra, comes out a big chumra, that the pole mamash has to be straight up upon it. When it bends in such a way, like a peg, so he says this, it's chesaron in yutvachim. So that means you have to have yutvachim after the bend. It will come out according to this Avnenezer. But upon him, he's matcha, this is sort of the Masham. The Shoyle Meshiv says a gavaldige chiddush, which many of the poiskim and achronim are matcha biyodayim, and they say he can't be soimachrit even b'dievet, but lemaisa, the Shoyle Meshiv is mechadish a big yisoid. And he says a big cool, and he says as follows. He says, when is the chesaron of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad? When you build a Tzuras HaPesach, that means you're building a doorpost, you're building an entrance to Tzuras HaPesach, and you did not place it properly in Midat Min Atzad. You built the Koyre Min Atzad instead of Al Gabon. Because that's the whole vod in Tzuras HaPesach. The Rosh says, why does the Tzuras HaPesach have to be Al Gabon, not Min Atzad? Because that's the derech of a mashkev. A mashkev is Al Gabon. That's what a doorpost is. A doorpost, the mashkev is Al Gabon. That's a derech, not on the side. And that's why Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is no good. And we pass it like that in Shin Samach Beis. It has to be Al Gabon. Zok the Shoyle Meshiv, he says, that's Kolzman, you're building a doorpost, and you did it incorrectly, Min Atzad, then it's Chesaron of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. Masha Enkein, over here, these phone lines, the telegraph, Zok there, wasn't made for a Tzuras HaPesach. It wasn't made to be a Tzuras HaPesach, an entrance, a Tzuras HaPesach. It was meant to be built that the phone lines are built on the side. Bibalte wasn't meant to be built as Tzuras HaPesach, where it could be a chesaron now that you didn't do it right, you built it on the side, but rather it was meant to be built. This is the right way of building the phone lines. So Mele, it serves now as a Tzuras HaPesach, and there's no chesaron Min Atzad. The chesaron Min Atzad only starts when you build, and you're supposed to build it correctly, and you put it to the side. That's not a proper mashkev. Masha Enkein, when it's meant to be built this way, he says, that's not a chisorn of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. The big chiddush, which they all matcha b'yadayim, the Teres Chesed, the Lublinov, he says that you can't be soimcha this even b'dievet. In addition, the Mishkas Yankiv and the Shvus Yankiv they discuss, it comes out that according to this Yisrael, the Shoylem Meshiv, he says Tzuras HaPesach, Shomid Me'elov would be good. Because it wasn't built for a Tzuras HaPesach, but it turned into a Tzuras HaPesach. That's like a Tzuras HaPesach Oyin Me'elov. So that's a whole discussion. The Mishkas Yankiv discusses if a Tzuras HaPesach Shomid Me'elov, is that kosher? Is it not kosher? Would it be a psul or not? If it's a mechitza, if Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza, then lechayre it should be good me'elov. That's taka like the Shoylem Meshiv says. As a statement Shvus Yankiv. Why shouldn't a mechitza? Mechitza Oyin Me'elov is good. So why should a Tzuras HaPesach not be good when it's not built for a Tzuras HaPesach? Who said it can't be Me'elov? If Tzuras HaPesach is Mechitza, so that's one discussion to have, if Me'elov is a Chisaron or not a Chisaron, if it can't be Me'elov, then Stamet doesn't start, but that's good for what the Shoylem Meshiv says. He says it's not built for Tzuras HaPesach, and it turns into a Tzuras HaPesach Me'elov. HaKoporim, that's one Nidan that they discuss. In addition, there is a somewhat of a smach, if it's not nicker, the Taz brings that, not like the Ritva, not like the Mishabura brings the Ritva, that if let's say it's Minatzad, but it's not nicker, there's kimat no pole that you see extending after the Minatzad. It's all the way on the top, but it happens to be inside, but it's not nicker that you see the Kona continuing above that. Zok the Taz, that's not a chisaron of Minatzad. It's not nicker that it continues. So the pole form pole, it is nicker, but Akaponim, if it's on the side, but it's not nicker that it continues, so you have a Taz, the Ritvos clearly says, that it, even that nicker, it's still a Chisaron Minatzad. But Akaponim, the Taz is makel in such a oifen, if it will be such a Echetimtza, Akaponim, where it's Minatzad, but it's not nicker that it continues. Now, this is going back to Tshuvas 150 years ago. Around 120 years ago, in Tof Reish Nunvov, in the 1890s, 1896, 1897, there was a big mavuch in St. Louis. And there was a rov over there, Reb Sholem Elchonah Levi Yaffa, who was the abezin of St. Louis. And he, they wanted to be soimich in the city then on the phone lines, on the telegraph lines, the wiring. And he wrote a big tshuva against it. And he got many askomis from Yishlaim, Reb Shmuel Salant, and the Teres Chesed was then in Yishlaim. They all wrote that you can't be soimich in it. They did not allow it. Over there he brings very interesting historical factor too. He says that Reb Chaim Yankov Shapira, who was the Rosh Bezdin, Reb Shmuel Salant's Bezdin in Yerushalayim, my Elta Zeda, he says over there that in Kovna, he used to be in Kovna before he came to Yerushalayim, so he was a dying by Bitzkel Chonon. So they came to Bitzkel Chonon also when the phone lines came out to be done about the phone lines in the city. If you can be soimich on it, is it chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad or not? All the mevucha that took place then. So he sent the B'chaim Yankov the Dayan to look at it. So B'chaim Yankov told him, this is what he quotes, this Rav in St. Louis, he must have gotten a letter from B'chaim Yankov, and he says that at the time he told the Bitzkel Chonon that his Zayde, Reb Leibel of Kovna, was the first Abezin of Kovna, answered the phone lines for Dover Poshen, and he said there's no makom to be makel. So he says that Reb Yitzchak Chonon said once Hoyer Godel, once the Abbezin of Kovna before him, meaning Reb Leibel of Kovna said that the phone lines there's not a makom to be done. So he said there's no reason even to check it out. Miyovei Achav Lahater. That was the lashon that he said. So he did not allow the telegraph either to be soimich on it and to look, even to look to see if it is a mokum lahakil or to his best man atzad. The Maestro of Chaim Oizer in Tofesh Tzariches in the late 30s, Legabi Paris, and Chazanish involved over there, he was soimich on the phone lines, not that the phone lines are to his Pesach because of Chesor Min Atzad, but he was soimich on the wiring to be considered the Karel Gabayan. If you make a mechitza lamata of Yud-Tvachim, where you say good asik to go straight above it. Good asik, where there's a mechitza of Yud under the phone lines, afazoyvadi was soimich on the phone lines, on the telegraph, there you can be soimich on it. And that's what they do today also. They take a net, or something that's around the phone lines, the poles, and that's good asik straight up on below the wire. So it's not minatzad, it's taka under it, but it's not good asik, you're soimich on the phone wires. But the reason why we taka, when we make a proper Tzuras HaPesach, we take a nail, we take a screw, and we put it on top to make sure that it's al gabov mamish, there shouldn't be any mistake, it's not a minatzad, there's a question, if you drill into the top of the hole, that's the taz, if it's nicker, it's not nicker, but the proper way is that you taka, have a screw and a nail, and on top of that, all the way on the top, without anything sticking out, because you don't want that to be an extension of the lechi either. If it's an extension of the lechi, then it's not al gabov. So it has to be that that it's bottled, that it's not an extension of the lechi, and mamela, the wiring, the string, is going to be mamash al gabed koira.